Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I have a topic for you today that is definitely not usual, interesting, and a little bit different. I'm calling it Tower of Babel, Space Elevators, God's Order, and Man's Foolishness. Yeah, anyone who knows anything a little bit about the Bible has heard about the Tower of Babel and man's sinfulness regarding it. Man, in his rebellion, way back when, decided, hey, let's get together and I'll build a tower into the heavens. It was an act of rebellion and autonomy, self-control, man wanting control over God. And God scattered man. Let me read the account to you. Genesis 11, 6 through 9. And the Lord said, behold, and the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, that which they have imagined to do. Let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound their language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad unto the face of all the earth. So yeah, that's an interesting account. The Lord steps in and he stops mankind from doing whatever they imagine they can do for man's own good and for God's order. He does this, stops their foolishness, stops their sin, stops their autonomy. And guess what? That is still going on today. Just because God stopped it once, man is continuing to do it. That's where we got all of our languages from, when God confounded them and all the languages, people went to different places and they all had different languages. And I want to give you three examples to show you how modern man, sinful, foolish, even today, and still goes on in his ways, and God is going to stop him. Let me give you these examples. Number one, have you heard of this idea? You ready for this? A space elevator. Yeah, there's a lot of space going on here, space exploration, rockets and all this stuff. Well, they're talking about one of two things. Some people suggest building a high tower all the way into the heavens to break out of the Earth's atmosphere so you don't have to use rockets. And then some people say that's not feasible and it wouldn't stand, it wouldn't last. They're saying that we might be able to make like a long cable and be able to pull things up into the heavens. This reminds me of the Tower of Babel, man, doing anything that he thinks he can do. I don't believe that's probably ever going to happen. I think man is going to get to a place and God is going to step in long before that. Probably, my guess, can't be dogmatic, I think the tribulation is going to happen before man ever gets to that type of a place, but won't stop him from trying, just like with the Tower of Babel. Number two, have you noticed that God said in that verse that I read to you, man can do anything he imagines? Well, they now have computer eyepieces you put over your eyes. You wear it, reality goggles, whatever you want to call them. And you can go on any adventure anywhere in the world in like a reality fantasy land. You can travel to any country and you can do anything that you request. The computer will generate it for you. And you sit there with hand controllers in like this fantasy land. You can imagine the sick and the evil ways this is going to be used for people's sexual pleasure and also their greed and their lust for adventure. All types of things that Paul says we probably should not even speak of. Yeah, they're doing that right now. And it's talks about man being able to do whatever he imagines. So we're kind of at that place right now. Man is still in great sin and rebellion against God. Remember that. We're not getting more civilized. We're getting more like the people back in the Tower of Babel. That's really what it is. And then number three, have you heard about this heretic man, Ken Ham, who made a life-size ark called the Ark Encounter? We have it exposed at don'tperish.com. It's nothing but a heretical, false gospel, worldly tourist attraction that makes him millions of dollars, making money off of God's creation and God's word. Guess what he wants to do now? He built this, what, $50 million ark or $100 million ark? Now, He wants to build the Tower of Babel. Can you believe this? He actually wants to build the thing that God got angry about man building as a tourist attraction. Think of the foolishness of this. That's like tempting God. Why don't we just start building golden calves? This is ridiculous and foolish and self-willed. It's autonomy of man wanting to do his own ways. Old or new, man is wicked, foolish when it comes to the things of God. Solomon had it right. Ready? Ecclesiastes 1:9. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. Maybe some different materials, maybe different aspects of it, but the general point of it, there's nothing new under the sun. Man in his past, his present, or in the future, he has tried and he's going to try to always go outside of God's ways to appease himself, his flesh, his own lust, his own desires. What does that remind you of? Proverbs 16:25. There's a way that seemed right unto a man, but at the end thereof are the ways of death. Yeah, man's ways are always going to lead to death, but Christ and the gospel leads to life. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. So what do we see by all this? Man is not satisfied in his fallen state, so he's always looking for other ways to create more fleshly ways, autonomy ways, sinful ways to appease him and his lust for technology and more, more, more. And it's all outside of God's will and God's ways. He doesn't say, what would God have us do? What is God's will, the Creator's will? No, he doesn't do what James says we should do. Ready? James 4:14-17. Whereas you know not what you shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. So to not obey God, man knows he should, it's sinful. To not say, wow, I'm just a vapor. What's about eternity? You know, Tower of Babel's built on earth. That's not about incorruptible ways. That's corruptible. Building space towers and elevators, those are all corruptible. You see the difference? God tells us to focus on that which is eternal, his word, the spirit, his truth. And man always wants to focus on that which is corruptible and has little value in eternity. You know, real quick thought here, I could have added another point. You know, God scattered man and broke up all the languages. Do you know what happens when the UN meets, whenever they have their meetings? Hundreds of languages, all sitting down, listening with earpieces, all being translated by computers and listening to one language. Yeah, man's come back to one language. In fact, that's why science is so progressing. All the scientists now can communicate with each other. Whereas years ago, Chinese, Japanese, whatever, couldn't communicate. Now, because of technology and computers, we're coming back to one language again, computers, and God's going to step in, and he's going to stop it again. So, I want to talk about this interesting correlation between the Tower of Babel and the Day of Pentecost when the Spirit fell. Ready? God, because of sin, caused confusion back then, scattered them with language, and then God, remember I read that verse, let us go down there and confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So God, because of man's sin, confused them for his glory. I'm going to show you how God's in control. He used confusion to stop man's sin back then. He uses, and it involved language, he uses language for his glory in Acts 2. Ready? Check this out. Acts 2:7-9 and 11. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So isn't that awesome? God, back in the Tower of Babel, scattered them because of their sin and gave them languages they couldn't understand each other. But God, for his glory in Acts 2, uses tongues, different languages, to draw people together to the gospel of Christ. I love that. God's in control. He's sovereign. He's going to do what he does for his glory, and we best go along with it. Thy will be done is the Lord's prayer. And so man's never going to take God by surprise. He's never going to outmaneuver God. God is in control. God is sovereign. He did it in the Tower of Babel. He's going to do it in the future. He's going to stop man from taking over. The tribulation's going to come. Guess what's going to happen? I'll read about that in a minute. Revelation 22:13, Christ is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. So nothing is going to surprise him, and he's going to rule. So don't be like the foolish mankind back then, set for wrath, and man today set for wrath. I suggest that you submit to God, know your place, humble yourself under the word of God, the gospel in Jesus Christ, or you will be ground to powder in vain efforts, like the people of Tower Babel scattered. Their efforts were destroyed. People trying to build sky elevators. Heretic Kent Ham trying to build a Tower Babel tourist adventure. I can't think of the word. A tourist attraction. There it is, a tourist attraction. And wicked computer reality games for entertainment and profit making. What's going to happen if you go against God, his truth, his ways? Go against Christ. Luke 20, 17 and 18. And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same became the corner, the head of the corner. That's Christ. Ephesians 2 says he's the corner. Wherefore, whosoever shall fall upon the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. You go against Christ and his word and God's ways, you're going to be ground to powder, like Moses ground the golden calf up and made them drink it. Yeah, go read about that. So all of man's sinful, foolish ways, they're going to be stopped. And when God's timing is right, he's going to put an end to it all. How's that going to happen? So at the end of the tribulation, Christ's return, ready? Revelation 19, 15, and 16. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah, Christ is going to come. He's going to vanquish all of those evil attempts, whether it's a new Tower of Babel or whatever foolish and wickedness the Antichrist or man is trying to do. Christ is going to vanquish all that. It's all going to be burned up, and his saints are going to rule with him. Question, like the virgins that were waiting, like the servant wait for his master, are you ready for your death when you go to be with him, or for Christ's return at the end of the tribulation? I hope this blessed you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel there. By the shed blood of Jesus, faith in him, repentance. You must be born again. Walk in holiness and obedience, not in man's stiff-necked churchianity cultural ways, and then endure to the end. That's the gospel. All kinds of resources for you. Check out the Ecclesia page. Check out the edification page. Make sure you're not wasting your life on something like the Tower of Babel or man-made churchianity. It might as well be the Tower of Babel. God's going to come and destroy it as well. So hope this teaching blessed you. Check out all the rest of them. Good Lord willing, I'll be back soon with more. Working my way through the book of Revelation verse by verse. Street preaching the gospel every day. Loving our neighbor. Lifting up Christ crucified. Love y'all. Till next time. Hold fast. And may God be praised.